Welcome to Test Don't Guess, the podcast created for unlicensed health practitioners who love chatting about functional lab testing. I'm Jensen, your host. I'm a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, developer of the HTMA analysis app, and creator of the Instant HTMA professional course. But here, I'm just your curious colleague who wants to know all about the functional lab tests that you're using, how you learn to properly interpret them, and how incorporating labs has impacted your confidence and your practice. In this season of Test Don't Guess, we're going to talk with practitioners, course creators, and lab experts to help you navigate the world of functional testing, and I am super glad you're here. Remember, this is a podcast intended for learning purposes only, and it does not provide professional legal or medical advice. We all know the importance of blood sugar, but what if we could go beyond looking at the one-time snapshot of glucose or insulin levels in blood work, or even the broad look at A1C levels, and get real-time data about how every single meal, sleep, stressor, or workout are affecting our own bodies or our clients? Well, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today on the podcast. Continuous glucose monitors are a tool that I don't think gets talked about often enough, which is why I was so excited for the opportunity to talk with Emily, the research lead from Veri. Veri is a company that utilizes a continuous glucose monitor paired with an app so that members can know exactly what to do with the data and make meaningful lifestyle changes, such as finding the right foods for them, stabilizing their blood sugar, and achieving their personal health goals. And from a practitioner standpoint, I really wanted to know more about how practitioners can use CGMs with their clients as an added accountability, as well as a way to get data to personalize their approach with their clients. So we do talk about that as well. So whether you are brand new to the idea of a CGM or interested in learning how to utilize this awesome technology with your clients, I know today's episode is going to be really inspiring for you. Also, I was thinking it might be fun if we had a little side combo in the Test Don't Guess Facebook group for anybody who wanted to give Veri a try, because you'll hear at the end of the episode that I actually currently have a sensor at home, and I thought it would be fun if we organized a time to wear them at the same time and share our insights. So let me know in the Facebook group if this is something you'd be interested in. I will make a post about it. All right, let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I'm so excited to dive into CGMs and Veri and everything. It's absolutely one of my favorite topics. So
yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much. Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And so I was actually checking out your like personal site and your personal bio.
Yeah.
And I was so curious because we have a community of just like lifelong learners. And I saw you just have so many different credentials. And I was curious, what was maybe one of your favorites or like the most impactful for you?
So I took a little time before I went back to grad school, and I really just loved getting my master's degree in nutrition. Just opened a whole new world for me. And it was a very cool cutting edge nutrition, but also behavior change and also really learning how to assess and break down research and read research, which I think is such a, I don't know, just a skill that sort of undervalued or people don't really talk about. And it came perfectly in time for the COVID-19 pandemic, being able to kind of dig into that and be like, okay, this is what it is saying. This is what it isn't saying. So yeah, that probably my master's degree.
I love that. That's definitely something that I'm wanting to learn more about.
Yeah, practice. I mean, I can send you some blog posts actually, because I did some of that internally for Veri and kind of like some stuff for the team and being, here's the kind of stuff to look for.
Oh,
I found
that.
Some really great online resources. Yeah, that I can send to you.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So for those who are not familiar with Veri, can you talk with us about Veri, how you got started with them and just about the testing that Veri provides?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was looking for something. I had completed my registered dietitian credential. I was looking for a job, not in direct patient care. I think direct patient care is really important, and having that sort of one-on-one relationship with people is really important. But coming from a master's degree and coming from a research-oriented institution and doing some clinical research prior to that, I really wanted to see if I could help a broader population of people. So I also knew that working in research moves very slow. It's very meticulous, which I think is very useful, and it's very important to have that kind of aspect to things. But it's really hard for the people on the day to day who are going, this research is all well and good. This is interesting, but what does it tell me? How does it impact my life? What can I do today to make that improvement in my health? So I found Veri because I was just casting a wide net, and I felt like they were different from some other companies out there because they are really, their target audience is people who are somewhere on the metabolic health spectrum between perfect health and diabetes, right? People who maybe are trying to lose some weight, maybe have a history of diabetes or a metabolic health condition in their family, maybe a chronic condition, or just their doctor has been warning them about some metabolic health sort of warning signs. So this is really people trying to prevent and get their health back into their own hands. And I really loved that. And what Veri does, the way that we do that is we pair glucose monitoring technology with an app where you can track your food, your sleep, your exercise, all of those kinds of things, and use a glucose monitor to constantly and track all of your symptoms and your activities, right? You're using a glucose monitor so that you can really tap into your body and use irrefutable bio data to make choices to better your health, right? You're not just following some rote prescriptive thing. You are really looking inside your own body. The CGM provides that window into your body, and you're able to take action where it's actually going to make a difference, where it's actually needed, rather than just going through the motions of some quote unquote diet or program or something like that and being frustrated by the results.
Yeah, and it just not being targeted to you.
Exactly. One size fits all approach isn't really getting people what they need, I think. But there's definitely some great stuff out there that's a good place for a lot of people to start. But I think when you don't have that data or that real look inside, it's very hard to know what's moving the needle and what isn't, or what's even holding you back.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And so the continuous glucose monitor that's included, talk with me about that and how it works.
Yeah. So a continuous glucose monitor, for those who are not familiar, is like a small little plastic sensor that you insert to the back of your arm with a needle. And it's very quick and painless. Most of our Veri users rated a one on a score of 1 to 10 for pain. It actually has a little filament that goes under your skin and it reads interstitial fluid, which is the fluid around your cells. And your cells are where glucose or blood sugar that you measure is fluctuating in and out of. And so measuring your interstitial fluid helps you understand sort of the trend of blood glucose, right? How sugar is moving in and out of your bloodstream, or your cells rather. And it is then going to show up on a little graph in your app so that you can track the fluctuations of your blood glucose day in and day out. And that single sensor will last for 14 days. And then you have your Veri app where you can see the graph itself and you can track, like I said, all those activities. And we have a program also for the total novice or for anyone looking to dive a little bit deeper and do some sort of self-guided goal setting and learning and things like that so that you can better your metabolic health.
It's so great. I absolutely love using the CGM, especially because I've been through the ringer with trying to figure out some blood sugar issues that I've had forever. And I know I've pricked my finger before through the day and you have to set timers and all of that. And what I love about wearing a CGM is not having to pay attention to it and just it's in there. It's tracking every single moment, even when you're sleeping. And it's amazing.
Yeah, it's so nice. You don't have to think about it, but you can check it consistently. Obviously, there's other ways to check your blood glucose, but this one really is the cutting edge. And it's really the way that is the most painless, I think least cumbersome, and not going to disrupt your day.
Yeah, and I remember, I know you said that people find it to be painless.
Yeah.
I remember when I put in mine for the first time, it's more the anxiety leading up. You're like, is this going to hurt? And you've got it on your arm and then you snap that thing and it's shocking that it's just already in.
sometimes I really think the sound of the inserter is more extreme and that's almost like what makes you jump, you know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, it's over. So yeah, it's very simple.
There's got to be something with the way that the pressure is distributed or something as it like snaps that it just
it's
tricks your body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's very simple. So I love it for that reason. Yeah.
Have you ever found yourself feeling like everyone is speaking a secret language? Trust me, I have been there. I vividly remembered feeling major imposter syndrome as I saw practitioners throwing around terms like GI map and mycotox profile and HTMA test. And I'm thinking, did I miss something? Turns out the more seasoned practitioners knew something that I didn't know.
They knew that as holistic health practitioners, we are able to use our certifications to get access to various lab companies so that we can use all kinds of different lab testing with our clients that will ultimately help guide our recommendations. And side note, this made my data-loving brain so excited. As someone who color-coded their own blood results in a massive Excel sheet for years, I knew I was meant to use lab data with my clients. But then the questions hit. Which lab companies accept unlicensed health practitioners? And what tests are even available to me? How do I learn to interpret the lab results? How does it all work? And so that's why I created the ultimate free resource that I wish existed during my own quest for these answers. Just DM me the word lab guide on Instagram at testdontguess, or click the link in the show notes below to instantly access our totally free unlicensed practitioner's guide to functional lab testing. This is the resource you've been looking for if you're new to functional testing, or you want to make sure that you're aware of the different options that are available. So grab this guide and you'll be able to navigate the wild, wild west of functional lab testing like a seasoned pro.
So I know you mentioned that the people that are using CGMs are all across the metabolic health spectrum. And so it sounds like this is a really great like preventative measure, because in conventional settings, the doctors are waiting to tell you basically, okay, now you have diabetes, right? And this is a good way to keep track and make sure that you aren't heading towards that direction, right?
Yeah, exactly. We talk about this as being something that can benchmark you on the metabolic health spectrum. And I think prior, or at least now we're coming out of this, but the traditional medicine or the traditional clinical idea, like you said, was that you either are diabetic or you aren't. You go in annually, you get your blood work done. You might have pre-diabetes, or they might say, oh, your A1C is increased a little bit, but it's not really anything to worry about until you cross over into that threshold of, I'm diabetic and now you need to do something about it. You need to take medicine, you need to take insulin, whatever it may be. And so I think it's jarring, right? You're like, oh my gosh, like what, how did this happen? How did I become diabetic? And maybe there's something hereditary, maybe it's stress. There's a million things that sort of factor in, but with using a CGM, you can start to grasp that earlier, right? You can prevent your health from going farther and farther down that path to towards a chronic condition, towards diabetes, towards something breaking down and causing a health condition. So what we focus on in the app and what sort of the main levers you can pull outside that are under your control, right? There obviously are hereditary factors, things like that. But the main levers you can pull are nutrition, exercise, sleep, and stress. So we really constantly and focus on those being the main areas that you're working on, seeing how your glucose reacts to those different types of habits, and making better choices in those areas so that you can have a healthier lifestyle, but also live the type of life that you want to lead. Nutrition is a big one. And it's like, we're not saying you can't ever have a cookie again, right? We're not that kind of program, but we're going to help you understand how that cookie affects you and what you can do to make a cookie have less impact on your blood glucose, right? It might be like, cool, I'm going to have a cookie, but I'm going to go for a walk afterwards. I'm going to decrease a glucose spike or decrease that feeling of fatigue I have later. So just creating more balance, and again, making sure that it's something that actually matters for your own health and how your body reacts to different foods.
Yeah. And when you're looking at the data after and you see that spike for something that maybe you didn't think was a big deal for your body, and it was just one little thing or something. I remember when I was wearing one, I had some of those Siete cinnamon sugar.
Yeah.
Not the healthiest thing, but they're Siete, and I think of them as being like a better option. And my blood sugar went through the roof. And I was like,
yeah,
oh my gosh, I should have paired this with something else or gone for a walk, something to mitigate that blood sugar issue. And now I know that if I want to eat that stuff, that I'm going to make sure that I do one of those things with it, because I saw how it affected me.
Yeah, there's a lot of aha moments we find with new users. And it can be a little scary. Your body wants to take care of you. And I think that this helps you just look a little more closely at that and figure out how you can help. You can help you, right? You can help your body. You can make better choices and understand how the foods you're eating are really affecting you. And yeah, it's not that we're going to totally eradicate all favorite foods or all special treats or anything like that, but just knowing how it makes you feel, knowing how it's affecting your body and what you can do to mitigate, just like you said.
Yeah. What are some other things that people are finding with their data that you hear from on a regular basis?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people are really surprised by how sleep and stress affect their health. Even just, I've had this before. I remember when I was in grad school and I actually tried out a CGM and I learned about some exam or test or something that was coming up soon. And my blood sugar just skyrocketed because I was so stressed. And that's something that you go, wow, if I'm working a stressful job or you have kids or something like that, causing some stress, you might notice that like that stress is physically affecting you more than you think. Most people are like, I know I'm stressed, but like, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And it might be the sort of alarm bell or even just the insight you need to go like, I need to better manage this. I need to take some time for myself and see how it's physically affecting me. And sleep, and there's so much research out there about sleep and how even just some sleep deprivation or even a few nights of, oh, I've got a little less sleep or something like that can really affect your blood glucose levels throughout the entire next day, right? You might eat the same healthy meal you eat every morning for breakfast, and you're going to see your glucose fluctuate more. And so it's not to say that, again, you have to get perfect sleep every night. That's probably impossible. Most people have things that come up in life, but it shows you how your habits impact your health and can remind you to get back to baseline quicker or to try to do other things to offset that, right? Hey, I didn't get that much sleep today or last night, but I got to get a walk in. I got to get that workout in, even though I'm feeling a little tired, because it's going to help me feel more energetic. It's going to help me moderate my blood sugar a little more and things like that.
Yeah. And it's not, those are not necessarily the sexiest things for us to be working with our clients on. So yes, it's nice to have that data in front of them so that they can see it for themselves. And we're not just saying, you need to lower your stress and you need to sleep and all these just like very basic things, but they matter so much.
Yeah, they really do. And I think what's nice about the basicness of this is I think we live in this world now where there's always some solution, there's always some hot new thing. And it's exciting, right? It's cool that the nutrition and health industry is moving quickly and people are interested in it. And it's a great thing that more people are more interested in their health and changes they can make and things like that. But I think a little bit secretly coupled with that is the diet culture thing, right? And people are hoping for some sort of silver bullet or magic supplement that's going to, oh, this is going to do all the weight loss stuff or whatever it may be that I wanted it to do. But what's nice about this, what the nice reminder is that there are simple things that really do work. And when you have that testing, looking into your body, you can make sure that the simple things that really work are appropriately placed, appropriately timed. It's a good reminder of making those better choices. And yeah, that's why we are about building habits, creating a lifestyle, and not having to feel like you got to jump at every new thing that hits the market.
Yep. So when we're working with our clients, are there any specific symptoms that we should be listening for to determine if a CGM might be beneficial?
Yeah, so a lot of symptoms that start to come up for people who might need a CGM are around insulin resistance. And insulin is the hormone that carries sugar in your blood. So when you eat some carbohydrates, your blood glucose will start to rise and insulin will be released from your pancreas and it will go to your bloodstream and it will carry the sugar in your blood to your cells to be used for energy. So that is a normal process. That's how things work. And when you start to have blood sugar rises very frequently, very consistently over time, maybe you're sedentary, this can build up inflammation and this can break down that relationship or that mechanism between insulin bringing glucose to your cells. And so this can lead to insulin not being effective, basically your body resisting insulin and high chronic blood glucose levels over time. So a lot of people may not necessarily feel that high blood sugar the first time or when they have it infrequently, but over time, insulin resistance can be something that really causes a problem and leads to chronic conditions down the road. So what people should look for or clinicians should look for when they're working with clients, some symptoms are lethargy, inability to lose weight. Insulin resistance is textbook for making weight loss more difficult. Constant fatigue. If they do an intake form and they know that this client has hereditary metabolic issues like high cholesterol, high triglycerides, or a history of diabetes or heart disease in their family, that might be something to consider. There are 5 markers of metabolic syndrome, which are done through labs. Some of them are done through labs, sorry. High triglycerides, like I said, your HDL cholesterol, your blood pressure, and your average blood glucose, as well as your waistline measurement. So a higher waistline measurement for both wet men and women can be indicative of insulin resistance. So yeah, I would say it's that combination of some labs, some of that feeling, and if they already have a chronic condition like PCOS or have a sedentary lifestyle, things like that would definitely be things that I would, if I were a clinician, keep an eye on and make sure to talk to my client about a lot and maybe suggest a CGM if those are things they're struggling with.
Yeah, that's great. A lot of the practitioners in our community work with people one-on-one. So obviously they could be assessing all of those things and then recommending it if it's the right fit. Have you heard of any like group programs that utilize it, or what are some other ways that practitioners are using the CGM with their clients?
Yeah, we actually have a few examples of that within Veri. So we had a registered dietitian who did women's health coaching, and she did group programs. That was what her bread and butter was. And she actually integrated Veri into this program. She worked all of these clients in a group, had used the CGM and tracked all their food in Veri and things like that. And they were for women's health, so fertility, things like that. And so they had that Veri in a 30-day nutrition program. And so that was a first of its kind that she was doing. And the results from that were really impressive. People who got to the end of that, 100% of them said they achieved their health goals. Two clients who were previously experiencing infertility were actually able to conceive. There were several clients who recovered their regular menstrual cycle.
Wow.
Because again, this was a women's health, women's fertility group specifically. But there's also another group that we've been chatting with at Cornell. There's a doctor who does like an outpatient opt-in group. And she's been using Veri with her clients, and they come back and they talk about it. But it's nice because you have this sort of in between working with a clinician or in between seeing your coach or whatever it may be, Veri is sort of your accountability partner, right? You're tracking your glucose, you're tracking your exercise. We can see what your sleep looks like. We're tracking your steps, all that kind of stuff. And you can go back to your coach or your clinician and say, hey, look what happened in the last week or two. And we can review this stuff together and really talk about places where you struggled or where you succeeded, all of those kinds of things. So it's that extra accountability outside of your sessions with your coach. And yeah, we've seen it to be really successful in a group setting, which is very exciting.
That is awesome. Such a good idea.
When someone sends me two HTMA tests and asks why they haven't seen much change, my first question is always, are you using Vicon? Vicon is the supplement company that I truly can't stop talking about inside our Instant HTMA professional community. And here's why. With Vicon, you're able to customize a supplement blend based on your client's HTMA test, complete with the client's name printed right on the label. So no more generic solutions or piecing together massive, complicated, and expensive protocols. Practitioners love Vicon because it wipes out supplement fatigue, which leads to real, tangible results. And clients love it because it's so simple to take, whether they choose the powder or the pills. And most importantly, they're able to experience the magic of getting the right nutrients along with crucial cofactors for their body. All you have to do as the practitioner is choose a base formula, customize it using over 25 different properly sourced options like extra potassium or liver support. And you can even whip up a custom prenatal or support breastfeeding moms. The possibilities are truly endless. And then just to make sure that the blend is perfect, you can always set up a quick consult with the amazing Vicon team, and they are happy to help. So if you're ready to revolutionize your approach to supplementation, grab our free Vicon guide and sign up for your own free Vicon account and let them know that you heard about it from Test Don't Guess. Check out the link in the show notes to get started.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you talk with me more about the women's health piece of that and how people are using this in their preconception journey and postpartum?
Yeah. So I think a fascinating thing that more research has come out in recent years is the connection between PCOS and insulin resistance. The struggle with PCOS is that there's not a clear clinical consensus for diagnosis. So if you go to a doctor in the US versus in Europe versus even just two different places in the US, one doctor might diagnose you with PCOS due to certain symptoms, and another doctor might say, you don't have all the symptoms that qualify you for PCOS, which obviously leads to a lot of people who are not diagnosed. If you look at the numbers, I think it's anywhere from
8 to 38% of women have PCOS, which is a big range. And one thing that's become the consensus is that it is a disorder that includes or has some element of insulin resistance to it. If you're somebody who's struggling with PCOS or difficulty conceiving, there's a lot of relationship between insulin, the hormone, and your sex hormones, right? And the way your cycle is affected by insulin, the way that your hormone levels fluctuate at different parts of your cycle, or what's happening with conception. So I think it can be helpful, again, to tap in using a CGM and try to work with somebody and try to understand how you can get a more regular cycle, how you can manage PCOS symptoms, all of those kinds of things that may contribute to infertility. And postpartum, as you mentioned, there's a lot going on there as well. Bodies just lack did a lot of work.
More stress.
Yeah.
The things we were talking about.
Exactly. Your body is doing a lot of work, both like hormonally, physically. You're recovering from a trauma, right? It's a good one, but it's a trauma. And so I think, again, this is something that can help you tap back in, can to help you make better choices for yourself, can to help you feel like yourself a little more quickly, make your rest more meaningful, get the exercise in that you need, just to feel good and like you are well rested and lowering stress levels in order to take care of that new baby in that postpartum state.
Yeah, yeah. And so when practitioners are using this with their clients, how does it work? Does the client send them the data, or is there a way that they can sign up so that they can see it in their own app? How does that work?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I would recommend, if you're somebody who's curious about Avery and you're a practitioner, try it for yourself. There's tons of stuff that you can get acquainted with our features, understanding our scoring system, right? We'll give you a score for your meals based on glucose and based on the food quality. And so that's a great place to start. We do have a coaching program where practitioners who have higher numbers of clients. So if you have 20 plus clients, you can sign up for our coaching program. And if you're approved, you would get like a coaching dashboard. So your clients can opt in to share their data with their coach, and their coach can then go over it in real time with the client. But I also know of a lot of practitioners who just have clients send them stuff, can easily send screenshots. You can easily talk through it. Let's talk about your meals this week. Let's talk about your average glucose this week, right? There's a lot of features within Vary that are capturing data for you that you can easily relay to someone else, right? Mm-hmm. I said, like, I think it's really helpful as a practitioner to have a little more peace of mind or a little more understanding that your client has some support when you are not able to spend time with them, right? There's something that's reminding them of what you've been working on with them, the teachings that they've been getting from their coach, all of that kind of stuff, and keeping them on track.
So as the research lead for Vary, have you learned anything recently that surprised you?
I think I'm constantly learning new things. It's so much fun. And that's why I like being here. One thing I learned recently that's probably relevant to this podcast and what you do is I had never heard of a GlycoMark test. Are you familiar?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So I recently found out about that, and it's really cool. It's a test that is tests a naturally occurring monosaccharide found in nearly all foods, and it can give you an idea of how your blood sugar fluctuates after a meal. It's not quite giving you the insight that a CGM is, like that minute-by-minute data, but it is going to be better than an A1C in terms of understanding how your blood glucose has fluctuated 1 to 3 days or up to 2 weeks after meals, or how your blood sugar is responding to meals. What's really cool about this too, as you probably know, is it's a good marker for cardiovascular health, and it can reflect severe plaque buildups and correlate with your HDL levels and things like that. So it may be a useful marker for atherosclerosis as well, which I just find so cool. And it's really nice to have these markers that are able to tell us more broadly about our health, right? Glucose feedback, think of us cardiovascular feedback. And if you are somebody who's been interested in metabolic health, you know that metabolic health and cardiovascular health are just completely intertwined. So I love that. I love, again, having more ways to tap into your body, more ways to get that objective data. More ways to get objective data. And I think to your point about the data is great, but without any interpretation of the data, whether it's a coach, whether it's the Very app, whether it's a combination of the two, data is just noise, right? For a lot of people, they're not experts. They don't want to become experts, right? You want to learn a little bit more about your health, but it can be a burden, right? Or it can be challenging. I think coaching and having the Very app is really great because it has that built-in guidance. It has that built-in education. And it's almost whether you like it or not, you're going to become more aware of your health. You're going to learn something from it. And the data is going to be translated into something meaningful for you and your health that you can take action on.
Yeah. What other resources beyond the app do you recommend for somebody who's trying to learn how to guide their client better using the data from the CGM? Are there any other resources?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think using Very or having that experience yourself with the CGM is really useful just from a tactile and also just like understanding how the software and the technology itself works. I think that we have a great blog that is like a wealth of information. It talks about different conditions, talks about nutrition, exercise, sleep, stress, what to do in certain situations, talks about the lab levels and what they mean. Mm. So there's a lot of information there.
We'll make sure to link to that in the show.
Yeah. And if you do join Very, what I think is really great too, both for clients and for coaches, we have an online community that is private. And so you can join there. You can talk to other coaches. You can talk to other people just using Very for their own health and be like, hey, I've done this with my clients. How did this work with you? We also offer one-on calls with someone on our coaching side of things and weekly group calls for our online community to ask questions. Hey, I did this with my clients with Very. I'm wondering if there's another way to do this or how can I better utilize these types of things? So I think
great.
We offer a lot of support because I know that it's something that people want to use and it can take, there is a bit of a learning curve. You don't think it's huge, but it can be a little daunting, but I would say dive in and I think it's pretty intuitive and it'll be really useful for both you and your clients.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So how can somebody get started?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is very.co, and you can go to our join now page and you can sign up for sensors in the app. You can also sign up for app only, which is if you are somebody, if you're a clinician who works with people who have CGMs already, like maybe if you're working with diabetics, you can just sign up for app only. So do tracking there. It's much, much easier, much more intuitive and get started to get your sensor sent to you. You can download the app right away and start checking things out and start, you got to wait for your sensor to get to you, but you can start downloading and then pop that sensor in and get going.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And so I always like to close out with kind of a funny, silly question. And so what I'm wondering is, what is the crunchiest thing that you've done lately?
Let's see. Is it health or just general? I was thinking about this actually the other day. The crunchiest thing I've done lately. Oh, I guess this is one. I have been making my own granola, so literally crunchy. But yeah, I've been trying to do a little of that. And I don't know. It's fun to try to create sort of those glucose-friendly recipes. Yeah. Take your own take on things. Because granola is one of those ones, like, I love it. I love the texture. But it's just, so much of it is just so sugary.
I saw something recently that said, I want to know which marketing team granola is working with, because it's essentially just an oatmeal raisin cookie broken.
Yes, exactly.
Like most of them are just oatmeal raisin cookies.
And of course we all want that. Yeah, that sounds great. But yeah, so I've been making my own and that's actually gone pretty well. So working on that.
That's awesome. It's so funny. Every time I ask this question, it's so like the guest's answer is so relevant because that is something that I've been doing too. It's so funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've found using the sliced almonds where they're like slivered, the ones that are like shaved almost.
Yeah.
I toss that in with the oats and it just works so well. It's like basically like a half and half with the oats in those, but it doesn't feel like I'm eating just handfuls of almonds.
Okay, I'll have to try that. I've been using whole almonds, but I have been going heavy on the flax seeds, the pumpkin seed, like that kind of stuff. So I... definitely a good seed mix, but perfect. I'll try those shaped ones. That sounds great.
And then you're able to control, obviously, the amount of sugar and all of that.
Yeah.
So awesome. Yeah. So I love that. I'm so glad that's the one that you brought up.
Yeah, no, it's been super fun. We'll have to swap recipes.
Sounds good. Your team was so generous, and they have provided our listeners with an awesome deal and a code to use when they sign up. So I wanted to share that code. It is VSM-TestDon'tGuess. Again, that's VSM-TestDon'tGuess, and you can use that when you sign up with your account with Very.
Yeah, and so that's going to get you $30 off your first order with Very, your first month with Very. We do a membership program. But yeah, so if you want to use that, your listeners want to use that, we'd love to get you started, get you a little discount, and let us know what you think. We've got a great customer love team. So if you have questions, you can always reach out to them. And yeah, join our community online once you get your Very, and we'll be able to ask any questions or talk to other coaches there as well.
Great. Thank you so much. I feel so inspired to wear one again. I haven't worn one since I was pregnant to wear them during pregnancy. And I have one more downstairs that I need to put in. So I feel very inspired by this conversation.
Yeah, nice. Let us know how it goes. And yeah, it's definitely something that I think for most people, you don't want to, if you don't need to, you don't want to really continuously monitor all that. It can also be nice for that, like you said, certain events in life or getting yourself back on track, or even some people just do it every quarter and say, all right, let's see where I'm at and how things are going and make a few more tweaks.
So right, yeah.
For that as well.
Yep. It's a great way to get back on track. That's for sure.
Well, appreciate your time.
All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining. You can find me at TestDon'tGuess on Instagram or testdon'tguess.org, or you can check out the free private Facebook group called TestDon'tGuess Functional Lab Chats to go ahead and continue this conversation. So until next time, always keep learning and stay curious.